Ready to elevate your range day or hunting trip? Silencers are the best upgrade you can make to your firearm. And yes, they're completely legal. Silencer Shop makes getting your suppressor easier than ever. Silencer Shop is the nation's largest suppressor distributor, and they'll help get your new suppressor quickly and easily. Suppressor approvals are coming back faster than ever, often in just a few days. Silencer Shop guarantees an exceptional experience with their top-notch customer service, unbeatable prices, and renowned submission simplicity and accuracy. They partner with over 6,000 local gun stores nationwide to ensure easy access to the best suppressors. And at Silencer Shop, a portion of your online purchase supports your favorite gun stores directly. In just 5 minutes, you can have your fingerprints and paperwork ready to go, thanks to the Silencer Shop kiosk. There is nothing easier. If you're not using Silencer Shop, you're working too hard for your suppressors. The one-and-done solution for your suppressor needs, ensuring a headache-free purchase. Explore Silencer Shop for your next suppressor edition and immediately open your eyes to a better shooting experience.
Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. Yes, I said 15 million nights. Fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up refreshed. And honestly, who doesn't want all that? Come on. Get up to 40% off at shopbeam.com/PDB and use code PDB. It's Tuesday, 9 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, Israeli leaders are warning that they are prepared to strike at Iran's nuclear facilities and other key infrastructure inside the country, although it appears the Islamic regime is backing down from threats of a direct retaliation for a deadly Israeli airstrike last week on an Iranian consulate in Syria. That strike took out several IRGC commanders responsible for working with, training, and supplying their proxy Hezbollah. Also, in a stark reminder of the ever-present threats facing the homeland, an 18-year-old from Idaho, of all places, was recently arrested for plotting a massacre of churchgoers in the name of ISIS. But first, our afternoon spotlight. Israel remains on edge as they await an expected retaliation from Iran over a suspected Israeli airstrike in Syria last Monday that killed several high-ranking IRGC officials and leveled part of the regime's consulate in Damascus. Israel has been preparing since last week, boosting aerial defenses and calling up reservists, and we're now learning that their military has also been conducting secret Air Force drills in recent days, simulating strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities and other key infrastructure. Citing unnamed Western security officials, the London-based outlet Elaf News said that Israel has signaled to the Iranian regime that it will begin launching strikes against targets inside the country if the Islamic regime mounts a direct attack on Israel. The alleged warning came just a day after Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said his country had completed their preparations for an Iranian retaliation and that they were prepared for any potential scenario. That same day, an advisor to Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, reiterated Iranian threats against Israel, warning, quote, "The embassies of the Zionist regime are no longer safe," end quote. Despite the saber-rattling by the Iranian regime, it does appear that they may be rethinking possible retaliation. Unnamed U.S. intelligence sources, who spoke with CNN Monday evening, concluded that Iran is unlikely to attack Israel directly, fearing reprisals from both the U.S. and Israel. Instead, they predict Iran will once again respond through their regional proxy groups on a smaller scale. After all, that is why Iran built their network of proxy groups. Essentially, it's a thin veil of deniability that they can hide behind. The intelligence assessment contradicts at least some reports from both Israeli and American officials last week that a direct Iranian response was inevitable. Still, Israel remains at the highest alert and is expecting to come under attack at some point, particularly from Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israel is reportedly preparing for potential missile and drone attacks, though these have frankly occurred regularly since the war broke out, and officials are confident that their air defense systems can handle that threat. Last Thursday, Israel moved to indefinitely halt leave for all combat units and began scrambling GPS services across their major cities, guarding against the risk of guided missile attacks. Israel has also withdrawn a number of its ambassadors and temporarily closed some 28 embassies around the world, fearing Iranian reprisals may target Israeli diplomatic facilities and officials. Now, obviously, Israel is not the only country potentially in the Iranian regime's sights. U.S. forces have also been put on high alert, given Iran's rhetoric, holding the U.S. responsible for Israel's airstrikes in Syria. Coming up after the break, I'll have the disturbing story of a self-radicalized young man from Idaho who was recently arrested for plotting an ISIS-inspired massacre of churchgoers in his community. I'll be right back. Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase Case, Jase, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with 5 essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jase Case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jase handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late. When looking at today's financial environment, it's clear that we're experiencing some concerning economic shifts that could impact your retirement savings. Stubborn inflation, soaring interest rates, we've got astronomical debt, which of course is still growing. These things could drain your savings of their value. Now, the good news is that there is a time-tested way to protect your financial future, and that's gold and silver. American Hartford Gold can ship physical precious metals right to your door, or you can store your precious metals in a tax and penalty-free gold IRA. American Hartford Gold can help shield your wealth from this economic turbulence. If you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. With amazing customer service, top-tier products, and a buyback commitment, American Hartford Gold has earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A+ from the Better Business Bureau. Use the promo code PDB, and they'll give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. So call 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Again, that's 866-292-2990 or text PDB to 998899. Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. I want to turn now to a story that hits close to home, specifically my home here in the great state of Idaho. And it's a story that should serve as a reminder of the ever-present danger of lone wolf terror attacks and the still very present threat of terrorism. Over the weekend, federal authorities apprehended a young man just 18 years old on suspicion of conspiring to launch an assault on at least one Christian church in the city of Coeur d'Alene. Now, that's a very picturesque town in the northern part of the state. It's an area more known for outdoor pursuits and a relatively conservative population than for radical Islam. Anyway, the individual is accused of pledging his allegiance to ISIS and plotting violence in the name of the extremist group. Following an investigation by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, the JTTF, the Department of Justice has charged suspect Alexander Scott Mercurio of attempting to provide material support or resources to a designated foreign terrorist organization. According to the DOJ, Mercurio planned to kill churchgoers with an arsenal that included firearms, knives, and incendiary devices. Investigators believe that the young man's plans to carry out this plot intensified after the recent attack in Russia, where ISIS-K massacred over 140 people at a music venue in suburban Moscow. Attorney General Merrick Garland remarked on the situation, highlighting the danger averted thanks to the FBI's intervention. He emphasized that the defendant had formally pledged loyalty to ISIS and was captured before he could put his plans into action. According to an affidavit from an FBI task force officer, Mercurio was busted when he engaged with an agent overtly expressing his support for terrorist activities with specific regard to ISIS. His intended day of attack was pinpointed to precede the end of the holy month of Ramadan. The FBI subsequently searched Mercurio's residence and uncovered a collection of potentially lethal items stored in a toolbox and an assortment of firearms found in his father's possession. Details from court documents paint a rather disturbing picture of Mercurio's alleged plan. The suspect, quote, stated he intended to incapacitate his father with a pipe, handcuff him, and use the firearms locked in the closet to carry out his attacks. The suspect is now in custody and awaiting a preliminary court hearing. If convicted, he could be looking at up to 2 decades in federal prison. Needless to say, but I guess I'll say it anyway, this case serves as a reminder that the threat of terrorism is still very real. As a nation, the U.S. is fatigued from 2+ decades of the war on terror, and certainly 9/11 seems like ancient history to many people. But the various terrorist groups still operating, and their recruits and followers, well, they are not fatigued. Resurging groups such as ISIS-K remain motivated and intent on expanding their reach. Now, it's a very good thing that while for much of the population, the focus and concern over terrorism has faded, it remains very much front and center for local, state, and federal law enforcement and the intelligence community. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Tuesday, 9 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And be sure to check out our new premium membership at pdbpremium.com. It's reportedly, by just about everyone who reports on these sort of things, the best value in ad-free news anywhere in podcast land. I'm Mike Baker, and I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.